Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board. Phone lines are open for beeswax. If you want to get on board, the call is free, and you know the rest. It's all priceless advice that you get here on the one talk show you must tune into every day and only go to the restroom during the Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Don't even go to the bathroom. Just hold it for a whole hour, because if you miss just a couple of minutes, you miss a lot here on the Ray program. Lynn Rowe will be joining us in a little bit. I want to ask her about a couple of questions. One is this whole business where so many people, in particular millennials, younger individuals, but perhaps you, are relying exclusively on your employer for your fringe benefits, such as your health insurance and your disability coverage and your life insurance and health savings accounts and any other program, cafeteria benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And while that's all well and good, it may be somewhat dangerous. I'll talk about that in just a minute. Also, the Dow posts the first 8-quarter win streak in 20 years. Folks, we are in a bit of a different era. And I know it's somewhat frightening when you hear this time it's different. I'm not suggesting that this time it's different, but in a way, we do live in an entirely different world than we did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And it's all the more reason why you must have some kind of a game plan that mitigates whatever risk. I don't know what the risk, the next biggie is going to be. According to David Stockman, we're going to have a 40 to 70% drop. Here it is, this headline. David Stockman, Trump tax reform overhaul is a pipe dream. Stocks are heading for a 40 to 70% plunge. Well, you know what? I think the tax plan that Mr. Trump has put forth has some issues that are going to need to get resolved. It's not my fave, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm a supporter of a lot of the stuff that he's brought to the table. But, I'm also going to be honest with y'all. I think that some of the stuff in that tax proposal, it ain't going to hunt. It's not going to work with the Democrats and probably with a lot of Republicans. And if anybody in the White House is listening, you can't afford another big loss, guys. You got to get something through on the tax side. And for Donald Trump to say it doesn't benefit him, I mean, you're kidding me? The estate tax repeal, you're a billionaire. On $1 billion, it saves, close to $500 million in taxes to your heirs. So it does, of course, benefit you. And I think you lose some credibility when you do that. Now, I know you're talking about the rates and so forth, but really, you just got to be careful in some of the stuff that you say, because it's going to make it very, very unpopular. Here I am giving advice. Maybe I should be chief of staff. But I start today with this. U.S. job tenure ticks down to 5.1 years. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program right here, right now, and right on your radio and television, nationwide and coast to coast. I found this story fascinating, and I'll tell you why. There's been all of this, can I say the Bolshevik word out
Bolshevik.
There? Yeah, exactly. There's been all this baloney out there about this massive retirement crisis because companies no longer have defined benefit pension plans. Remember that? Have you heard us talk about that? It's been written about almost on a daily, no less weekly basis by the Boston Center for Retirement Research. And there's the retirement crisis and nobody's saving enough money for retirement. The average person has less than 10 grand and most people living paycheck to paycheck. That may all be true. But I'll tell you one thing that is not true. It's not true that just because IBM and many other companies have traded in their defined benefit pension plan, which, as many of you know, and for those that don't, a defined benefit plan defines your retirement benefit in terms of your years of service, typically, and the last 5 years or the high 3 years of your compensation. And the company gives you a percentage of that that's guaranteed for the rest of your life, and you have lots of different options. Do you have a survivor benefit? You don't have a survivor benefit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a defined benefit pension plan. And if you're a government employee or a school teacher or whatever, you probably have one of those. Now, the retirement crisis they talk about is because so many of these private employers have gone from defined benefit plans to profit sharing or 401k programs. And while intuitively that may make sense, that, well, if I've got a fund for your liability, for, you know, you work here for 30 years, then I got to provide a retirement income for you that's guaranteed for the next 30 years, sometimes with inflation, sometimes without, then I've got to fund for that in advance. It's why you hear all of these financial gurus talk about how the pension, you know, all these pensions are in major crisis because they have these unfunded liabilities. Well, a lot of that's true. But when I read this, U.S. job tenure ticks down to 5.1 years at EBRI.org. Here's what they said. The typical American worker stayed at their job just over 5 years last year, down slightly from the record high since 1983 set in 2014, according to new research by the Nonpartisan Employee Benefit Research Institute. Specifically, EBRI found that the median tenure, the midpoint, half above, half below, for all wage and salary workers ages 25 or older with their current employers was 5.1 years in 2016, compared with 5.5 years in 2014, and a low of 4.7 years 1998 through 2002. Okay, so somewhere between 4.5 and 5.5 years is what the average employee or the median employee, the midway employee, works in terms of their job. Now, for anybody that's ever had a defined benefit plan, which I have, or researched to define benefit plans, which I have, or as a financial advisor recommended defined benefit plans, which I have, you know that there is a vesting schedule on defined benefit plans. Typically, you're not 100% vested until 5 or 6 years down the road. So anyone that leaves early isn't getting the amount of money that the company has put in. That money, the non-vested portion, more commonly known as a forfeiture, goes to the rest of the people who are participating in the defined benefit plan. Whereas a contribution, a matching contribution on the 401k account, for the most part, is your money, either the minute they give it to you on the match or at the end of the calendar year, whatever the plan has to say. So beating up on 401ks, and of course all these lawsuits with 401k plans driving me crazy, and saying that replacing defined benefit plans with 401k plans was a really, really bad thing for your retirement, I think is bull. Exactly. So from this standpoint, what's the takeaway? Well, the takeaway is if you're only going to stay in your job an average of 5 years, then your retirement really becomes your problem. It's not the employer's problem. Which brings me to the next point that I wanted to discuss, which is the fact that so many of us that are employed are not only relying on our employer for our retirement and ignoring retirement contributions on our own in Roth IRAs or traditional brokerage accounts or saving through insurance plans or whatever, but we're relying on them for almost all aspects of risk management. If we die early, if we become permanently disabled or at least partially disabled, we're relying on our employer. And what happens if the employer decides to drop that plan? Stick around. We talk about that next, right here on the Ray Lucia Show, 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk. And if you don't want to talk, email me. We'll get to those in a little bit. RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. This is that one talk show that's required listening or watching. Ray Lucia Show, back in a flash.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, it's interesting because you see these stories all the time, and you just don't know what the objective is. There's this retirement crisis. What are we trying to do? In many cases, they're trying to change public policy. For example, let's increase how much money we give to people for their Social Security benefits or whatever. Come up with more government programs. This U.S. job tenure story ticking down to 5.1 years is really fascinating to me, because when you look at public sector workers, they seem to work on the job significantly longer. The median tenure of a private sector worker is like 4.1 to 5.5 years. The public worker is more like 8.5 years. So when you think about that, it also tells you that individuals that set up their own small businesses have lots of risks. Lots of risks. This is one of the reasons why I think Donald Trump is on the right track in doing, having some kind of relief for the small business owner, the subchapter S corporation, the self-employed individual, the partnership, et cetera, because those are the individuals that employ 70% of the population. And by giving them incentives, it mitigates some of their risks. Here we're finding out that one of those risks is the fact that they have employee turnover. And anyone that's been an employer, and I certainly have, knows that when you turn over employees, the costs are significant. Someone that knows a lot about that, who's also a small employer, small in a number of different ways, our tiny dancer, Lynn Rowe, joining me on the program. Hey there, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
You know what? If I were any better, I think I'd be twins today. I'm feeling really good, despite the fact that there's, you know, all these stories in the news, some very, very tragic.
Very
others,
tragic, yeah.
Others, when we talk about individuals relying so much on their companies and their mm-hmm. companies to take care of them cradle to grave, we're finding out that employees aren't lasting long enough at a company for a company to do that.
Yeah, the turnover is too great.
Not only the retirement aspects, mm-hmm. but then there are other aspects too. For example, the other benefits. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Well, benefits are something that people have relied on their employer, as you said, for years for, and now they're finding that employers can't afford it. It's become so horrific. The costs to an employer for things like health insurance are just, they're taking up the oxygen, and so it's reducing the ability to give disability programs and anything above that. Like, for example, group long-term care insurance is really going by the wayside.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because when we talk about group plans in general, mm-hmm. a lot of millennials, a lot of individuals, you know, they go to the HR person and they check the box. Mm-hmm. You have a $50,000 group term life insurance mm-hmm. policy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the agent or the broker, or the financial planner says, do you have life insurance? They say, yes, I have it through work. And they move on.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, you know, even younger people, in particular young people that have kids,
yeah.
need to have, what, 10, 15 times the amount of their salary just to get by for the surviving spouse.
Somebody giving advice considered to be, you know, a wise person, but older than the person who was asking the question, you know, should I get more insurance than my employer insurance? And he said, well, you know, if you've got group coverage, you've got enough. And I just about came out of my skin to say, no, let's do the math.
Yeah, when we discuss this, you know, group term life insurance is pretty inexpensive, obviously.
Very inexpensive.
And many times the employer gives you some and lets you buy an equal amount. But under Section 79, companies can deduct the cost, I believe it's of $50,000 of group term insurance, and the employee doesn't have to report anything as income. But once you get over $50,000 provided by the employer, then there's tax consideration. So most employers avoid that by just saying, you know, we'll give you $50,000 group term, $25,000 a group term, and here's your option to buy more.
Right.
Now, in the option to buy more crowd or companies that do that, what a lot of the younger employees don't necessarily realize is when they buy, they're subsidizing the older employees' cost of term.
Of course they are. Of course they are, because you've got that pool of people around you, and the pool of people have much older people in the group.
So your recommendation would be take the free insurance for sure.
Sure. Go
obviously. And then go on a hunt for the best term life, or do you...
Yeah, you know, again, for young people, a lot of times it's a cash flow issue, and yes, the term insurance solves an immediate problem. I mean, Ray, I go shopping with younger families all the time, and we do a huge check. And a 30-year term can be a godsend to a young family because it gives them peace of mind during those working years when the kids are growing up. Inevitably, they're going to have something that's permanent, but that's something that as cash flow increases, you know, they can do that.
We've learned a lot about permanent insurance. It used to be taboo to even talk about it because it's been denigrated down to this is a horrible, horrible, horrible investment. And until the academics stepped in and said, well, wait a minute, it's not an investment, that is true.
Oh, yeah.
But as part of your retirement plan, it actually can help you solve the longevity risk issue.
Which is huge.
So if an individual has a permanent life insurance policy that in the event they die early, and God knows there's stories every day in the news of people dying early, and the life insurance kicks in, but if you take a portion of your assets and buy a life annuity that gives you a much, much higher distribution level, if you die late, in other words, if you outlive your life expectancy, the annuity makes sense. If you die early, the life insurance policy makes sense. And when you throw that into the mix of all of the different assets, stocks and bonds and real estate, and et cetera, the academics have shown, and this is factual data, not hyperbole. I know sometimes I get a little hyperbolic. I get that. But this ain't one of those times. The actual data shows that not only do you solve the longevity risk issue, but, and this even surprised me when I first read the study, that if you live to life expectancy or beyond, your heirs end up with a greater inheritance than had you not done it that particular way. And a lot of that, Lynn, has to do with tweaking the retirement portfolio.
Exactly. That's where the planning comes in, right?
We'll take a quick break, come back with Ms. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, talking about you, your employer benefits, and how you need to take personal responsibility, or as Daffy Duck would say, poisonal responsibility.
Poisonal.
Quick break. Stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to chat with Ms. Rowe. 844-729-7469. Emails, we got a few of those lining up too. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Dancing days are Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Row, row, row your Linro. Welcome back. It is the Ray Lucia Show, where, you know, there have been just some very, very somber moments lately. This thing that happened in Las Vegas is just, it's frightening. My nephew was there, by the way, at the at that particular concert.
You guys must have been on pins and needles.
Well, we didn't know. I didn't find out until after the fact. I don't keep that many tabs. He lives over in Las Vegas with his wife and kid and all that stuff. Kids, I should say. And his mom and dad are there. It's Jeannie's sister, her son, Tommy.
Got it.
And it's just frightening. All these people, you know, that they don't know where their kids are. They went to the concert and they see this on television. Oh, my Lord. And you start thinking about this stuff. Now, nobody wants to get morbid here, but we were just talking about life insurance and long-term health care. And you mentioned something that piqued my attention because the other day I reported on this, that the life insurance long-term care hybrids have grown from like $2 billion of premiums to almost $4 billion in premiums over the last 5 years, but long-term care insurance policy premiums have been cut in half. In other words, you've got one kind of product seemingly far more attractive to individuals than the other. Can you discuss that?
Well, and if you're a younger person, you don't have cash flow like someone maybe who's closer to retirement and the kids are out of the house and now suddenly they've got some cash to burn, so to speak, and put it into their retirement and do some other things. If you're a younger family, you need the life insurance. Well, one of the places that you can get good coverage with a broker who does the shopping is like a term policy, let's say, that has a critical care rider on it or a chronic care rider on
it. You just piqued my interest again. So what exactly is a critical care rider?
A critical care rider says that if you have cancer or a heart attack, some sort of organ transplant, I mean, those critical conditions that, you know, frankly, if you didn't get treatment, you'd be in real trouble, stroke, those kinds of conditions, they will enable you to reach in and accelerate the death benefit back to yourself during your lifetime to help pay bills. Let's face it, your health insurance is not going to pay every single bit of that money. Plus, you still have house payments to make, et cetera, et cetera. So having access to some of that death benefit early can mean a huge difference for a family in that situation.
So for young people, it's almost imperative, it would seem, that you would want to have one of these, call it a term policy. You said a 30-year term, 20-year, 50, whatever year term policy that your advisor recommends with one of these riders for critical care. What's the difference between critical care and chronic care?
Chronic care is where you actually need physical help, where someone has to help you with activities of daily living, like a long-term care situation, or you have cognitive impairment, severe cognitive impairment, and that doesn't mean Alzheimer's. It can mean an accident. It can mean some form of dementia. I mean, there can be lots of reasons for that cognitive impairment. So all those things would be covered under those two riders. And then, of course, the accelerated death benefit if you're terminally ill. But that's pretty standard these days. There aren't that many companies that do that. Now, let's graduate, because some people actually have a little more cash flow. Then we could do a universal life that has those kinds of riders.
Let me ask you a question about a lot of these poor victims of this most recent attack in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And as you know, I've been on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay before, and it's frightening to me. I've seen that view. It's an amazing, amazing view. Gorgeous, beautiful hotel. What in the world motivates somebody to do that?
There's no way to know, Ray. Thank God for the police department and the FBI and those guys that are going to dig into those details and find out what the motivation was. I mean, sometimes you think, well, who cares? They care because they want to try to prevent these things in the future. That's their
I don't get how the guy got that specific. I know, because I've asked, you know, the Mandalay Bay and other places.
Yeah.
I'd like to have this room with this particular view. I want to be able to see this lot where there's 22,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a fairly long distance. You can't get there with a BB gun, that's for sure. But that's not my point. Yeah. It was a digression.
We do.
The fact that a lot of these people that are going to these concerts are younger people, and they if they get struck, you know, but they don't die, obviously.
There are going to be some severe disabilities come out of
this. Yeah, so talk about that, because so many of us, if you rely on your employer for your disability coverage, much of the time, if not most of the time, you are only getting a short-term DI, right?
And that's where one of the things we do when we do the planning, Ray, is we review with people their existing benefits. Short-term disability is not adequate. You need something that goes past that point. And oftentimes, Ray, if the employer even provides the long-term disability, it's kind of down like a minimal amount of the income that they had previously, especially if someone is well compensated. I have helped people who are well compensated discover that there's a cap. It's like 45 or 50% of their earnings to a cap. So that cap is set below their 45%.
Yeah, so it might be, you know, 50% of your earnings up to $3,000 a month or whatever. So if a person's making $10,000 a month, they're only going to get three.
Yeah.
Where are they going to get the other seven to pay their bills?
We can top that off with a private disability plan.
Folks, this is the kind of thing that you don't need to do every single year for the rest of your life, but you got to at least do it once, all right? Or once every couple of three, four, 5 years to do an update. Evaluate this risk management portion of your entire plan, not just your retirement plan. We've talked about the retirement risks before, longevity risk, sequence of returns risk, asset allocation risk, and the risks go on and on there. But there are some more basic risks that it doesn't take a lot of time or energy. Do you charge to do that?
No. And Ray, it's in people's blind spot because they're not looking at it. They're focused on what their daily life is, and they're focused on, you know, saving for retirement. And I understand that. My job is to do the fire drill. It's to sit down with people and say, okay, fire drill, what if? What is it going to take to pay the bills if you're gone? What is it honestly going to take? And you can look at the spouse's face and see $50,000 doesn't go far. They're mentally doing the math and knowing it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's such great work that you do. It's you're one of the unsung heroes out there to help people with their financial plan, because most of us, and I grew up in that business, as you know, but like everybody else, I gravitated toward the stuff that was a lot sexier and a lot more fun. It's way more fun to talk to, especially in this massive bull market we've been in for the last few years. It's a lot more fun to go in and brag about how well you're doing than to say, okay, let's put all that money on the back burner and let's take it all away from you for just a minute and see what will happen in the unlikely event that you're sitting in a concert hall one day and you take a tough one.
And then when you go buy to buy this, let's say, additional term life insurance, is it convertible? Well, I don't know. Well, then you need to be working with a broker who does the homework ahead of time to make sure you can convert it.
You know, one of the things about insurance, and we find this out with long-term care a lot, is when people need it the most is when they can't buy it. It has nothing to do with affordability at some point. Because if you went to the doctor tomorrow and he or she said, you have cancer and, you know, you're going to probably die in the next 6 months or a year or 2 years or even 5 years, and you call the insurance broker up and say, you know, I'd like to I'd like to get some life insurance. And then you've got to fill out the questionnaire. Do you have cancer? Have you ever been diagnosed with X, such, and Y? And oh, by the way, why don't you come to our doctor? And we're going to write to all of your doctors to find out if you're lying. And if you're lying, you're never going to get insurance.
And here's another point, Ray. If you are young and your family is healthy and you say, well, nobody in my family's sick, why should I worry about this? Well, when they do get sick, you just lost your ability to get preferred rates.
Really?
Yeah. because they're going to base it on family history too.
So the family history. So if mom has a heart attack or whatever,
thinking, you know, I'm good to go.
You want the preferred rates too, if you can get them, because there is it's a significant discount. And by the way, many of the times when you hear the advertised rates,
they're giving you the ultra preferred.
they're giving you the triathlete rate.
Yes.
I'm out of time, Lynn. Thank you so much, folks. Check Lynn out online at iwantmyltc.net. Have her do a review for you. She doesn't charge anything. She should, but she doesn't. iwantmyltc.net, or call her up 877-270-3127. It may be, probably will be, one of the most important things you do in 2017. I know a lot of people said, well, I'm going to do a review of all of my financial stuff in January, and I ain't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now's the time, because 2017, you know, we're on the last run here, right? Last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
iwantmyltc.net. Thank you, Lynn Rowe.
Thank you, Rick.
Row, row, row your boat out of here now.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints, that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Again, a special thank you to Lynn Rowe, who's doing analyses right now before year end to help people make sure they have all their risk management issues resolved. If nothing else, find out where you stand in the event something happens to you. And today is an important day for that, no doubt. Your life insurance, your disability, your long-term health care, your health insurance, health savings accounts, all of that stuff. And get an analysis done of it to make sure that you are well protected. And don't leave your spouse and kids out of this discussion. You know, many times, you know, the breadwinner will buy a bunch of life insurance, and then the spouse ends up dying, and then the breadwinner is kind of sunk. So, and Lynn will go through all that stuff with you. It's a lot of stuff that you don't normally talk about. But this is the time of the year that we start discussing things like year-end planning, tax planning, and so forth. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. I just got an email in after, I guess, what's her name? Suzanne was listening to us. Hit it, fellas. This email from Suzanne: is life insurance a better savings plan than a Roth IRA? I'm 34 and getting married next June. Well, congratulations on getting married next June. Now, listen, you know, I've heard this pitched before. And I think there are instances where life insurance will provide benefits that are different than a Roth IRA. They are really mutually exclusive savings plans. Now, I've heard the bank on yourself thing. That's a life insurance policy. It's not a bank. So let me see if I can help you with this. All right. A Roth IRA gives you the ability to put $5,500 away. You can put it with $6,500 if you're 50 or older. You put it away with post-tax dollars. A life insurance policy, you can put any amount of money away, and it's post-tax dollars. So there's a slight advantage to the life insurance policy there, just in terms of how much you want to fund. The next thing is the money in a Roth IRA grows on a tax-deferred basis. The money on a life insurance policy grows on a tax-deferred basis. You can withdraw on a FIFO basis from a Roth IRA, first in, first out. That means your contributions come out first tax-free. You can withdraw on a FIFO basis from a life insurance policy tax-free. So far, they look very, very similar. Now, a Roth IRA does not come with a death benefit, but it also does not come with the costs of a death benefit. So you have an advantage and a disadvantage in the Roth, just like you have an advantage and a disadvantage in a life insurance policy. Clearly, if you need life insurance, then there's a certain benefit of having a life insurance policy over a Roth IRA. You can't borrow from a Roth IRA and pay the loan back. You can borrow from a life insurance policy and pay it back. So if you have $50,000 in a Roth and you need $25,000 for a down payment on a home, you just take the money out. And if it's just contributions, it comes out tax-free from the Roth. But you don't get a chance to put that $25,000 back in, so you stunt the Roth's growth. In the life insurance policy, you can borrow that money. You can cash it out, too. But you could borrow that amount of money and pay it back so that you can continue to grow. Because remember, those nice returns that you might get later on have a much bigger impact the more money you have in the bank, so to speak. So they're two entirely different instruments. As we mentioned, a life insurance policy can come with riders that give you money for critical care, AIDS, for whatever the case may be, long-term health care. Can't get that with the Roth IRA. But the Roth IRA, because there are no added costs, will probably grow to a higher amount later on because you don't have mortality and expense charges in a Roth IRA. So, Suzanne, why don't you do both? If you can afford to do both, why don't you do both? That would be my advice if you feel as if you'll need life insurance. Now, you're just getting married, so I don't know if you have a child already or you don't. Maybe you have a kid from a different marriage. But that's a more critical reason for you to be buying life insurance. So maybe I'd start with a Roth IRA when you start thinking about having kids. Maybe the life insurance policy, or get a policy, a term policy, for $10, $15, $20 a month that'll give you a few a few hundred thousand dollars of death benefit for both you and your husband to, if nothing else, guarantee that when you do need a life insurance policy with maybe some of these benefits, you're able to convert it. That's why you talk to Lynn Rowe. Thank you for that particular email. Betty is next. I started Social Security at 62. Can I change my mind? Maybe yes, maybe no. If it's been more than a year since you started receiving benefits, no. Now, you can always stop your benefits, but you can't change your mind and retroactively get a refund. You can normally get that done if you do it within the first year. But if you stop taking, if let's say Betty took it at 62, she's 64 right now. She could theoretically stop taking it, notify Social Security, and she will accrue that, you know, 6, 7, 8% extra amount for when she takes it up later. So it's yes and no on the stopping your Social Security thing. Do I have time for another one, fellas?
We got 1 minute,
Ray. 1 minute? No. So Betty, that's it. You can make an adjustment, but you've got to do it within the first year. Otherwise, you can just stop taking it and get the compounding effect of your Social Security. All right, as I said, I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Again, a special thank you to Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner at IWantMyLTC.net. You know, we don't talk about that stuff very often. We don't talk about, you know, because it's not that much fun to talk about. Lynn kind of makes it fun, kind of not, because nobody wants to discuss, you know, dying and death and all that. But on a day like today and weeks like this week and with these horrible attacks on our country and so forth, it really is a time for us to not only pray for the families of the victims, but also maybe to evaluate our own risk management portfolio. I highly recommend you get a hold of Lynn Rowe at IWantMyLTC.net to do that. God bless you all. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.